You have a never-ending to-do list of adulting tasks that never seems to get shorter. I built a place where we can actually do them together. It's called Grown-Ass Study Hall, virtual co-working, open twice a week, alongside women who know what they need to do and are tired of not handling it. Founding member spots are open right now, but space is limited. Go to grownasswoman.guide/study hall and reserve your spot. All the cool kids are doing it.
This is the 40 Thrive Podcast, episode 20. This episode of the 40 Thrive Podcast is brought to you by Kokanu. If you're a woman of a certain age, romance can be a little different these days, maybe even uncomfortable. Kokanu can do big things for your love life. It makes everything easier, smoother, more like it was meant to be, and in a totally natural way. Get 10% off your order at kokanu.com with promo code THRIVE. Trust me, you want this product. I'll leave it at that.
You're listening to the 40 Thrive Podcast, the show created for women 40 and beyond, ready to shake things up. Get exclusive access to expert advice, support, and strategies that will inspire, motivate, and give you the tools to not just survive, but thrive. And now, your host, Jackie McDougall.
Welcome back to the 40 Thrive Podcast. If there is one episode you need in your life, it is this one. Sandy Abrams is author of Breathe to Succeed, Increase Workplace Productivity, Creativity, and Clarity Through the Power of Mindfulness. This book is generating some serious buzz with endorsements from Arianna Huffington and CEOs, executives at some huge companies. Sandy shares her unique perspective about what meditation can look like in 2019. And let me tell you something, it is like nothing you've heard before. Not only will she share the magic of breath with us, but simple, and I'm underlining the word simple, techniques that will change any stressful situation in your everyday life, whether you are stuck at work, in traffic, or maybe even the DMV, which we'll get into. Sandy is brilliant when she talks about the power of our thoughts and how we can change things up and just live with more joy and less stress. One disclaimer here, there are some techniques that she goes over where we close our eyes and we get super comfortable and relaxed. Please be safe. Don't close your eyes while you're driving. It's really not a good idea. Just pull over or be somewhere comfortable where you can follow the techniques that Sandy shares with us. I am 100% positive if you listen to this episode, it will help you in some way, shape, or form. So let's get right into it. My conversation with the brilliant Sandy Abrams. Sandy Abrams, I can't believe we're reunited. Welcome to the 40 Thrive Podcast.
Thank you, Jackie. It's great to see you.
And it's so good to see you.
So grateful to be on your podcast.
And I'm in Manhattan Beach, California, so I really couldn't have it better today.
Thank you. It's a joy to have you here.
I know. It's so funny because sometimes I do the podcast over like Zencastr or Zoom, and I know that you live in Manhattan Beach, so I'm like, I think I'll get in the car for this one.
I love it.
It doesn't suck.
It doesn't suck, and having your energy here live while I'm talking to you is the best.
I just love live conversations. Mm-hmm. But so let's, first of all, go back. When did we, was it 2012, I think?
Probably.
When we first met, and you were one of the friends of Ricky on the Ricky Lake Show, and
yes.
I worked there in the digital department, and I remember you coming to the office with like Ricky Lake logo cookies or something.
Yes! Oh my gosh, you have a great memory.
Yeah, that was,
that's right.
I'm telling you, that if nothing else, like the way we make people remember us, right? I mean, of course I remembered you, I got to know you after that, but mm-hmm. that day that you showed up with those, I'm like, what a generous spirit she has.
Aww.
And it's funny because we do things in our lives that we probably don't think too much about, and other people receive it so differently.
That's so nice. That's the Jewish mother in me. I'm always pushing food.
Force yourself, eat more.
Eat more.
Why does the Jewish mom always have a New York accent? I'm not really sure.
I don't know, because my mom really did in
real life.
So that's why.
Well, that's perfect then. So, but let's talk about this amazing journey you've been on, because when I met you, you were always into yoga and into healthy living and really embracing mindfulness and all of it. Like, you've been walking the walk for a long time. What made you decide to put it on paper?
Well, thank you. Yeah, it's really cool to be now at the intersection of business and wellness because it's so timely today. So what made me write Breathe to Succeed was from my first book, Your Idea, Inc., mm-hmm. that took me to a lot of conferences and workshop events that I would do. And there seemed to be this new normal in the business sector where everybody just assumed that they had to be working at the pace of technology and that it was okay that we were stressed out and anxious and overworked because this was just kind of the new revolution.
Right.
But I realized this working at the pace of technology is just not sustainable. It's not healthy and it should change. And so that's when I realized that I have a long time experience, 30 years of doing yoga, and more so taking the yoga off the mat and bringing it into my business life to be more present and mindful and without having to reserve chunks of time during the day. Just like in the moment, 30, 60, 90 second tools that have helped me and saved me from myself over and over again.
Right.
And I just want to share those with people.
Well, it's crazy though, because when I think back to when we first met and you had already written Your Idea, Inc., and you were talking about entrepreneur life, and it was not the way it is now when it comes to entrepreneurship. People were not as savvy and starting businesses and making their own opportunities. You were a trailblazer. But how did you know? How did you not get sucked up into that tornado of I need to be going all the time?
Oh my gosh, I am completely sucked up in the tornado.
You are?
But that's why breath is a daily practice. Mm. And so, of course, you know, social media is part of my business. And yeah. I'm just as guilty as the next person about letting my devices dictate where my attention goes. But I'm better than most about quickly reining it in.
Right.
And having a self-awareness about my thoughts and my energy and realizing that, yes, I tend to be a fast-paced thinker and forward thinker and future-based thinker, but that doesn't serve me well. So I've learned to be self-aware of it, notice my thoughts and energy, and swap it out as quickly as possible.
I think you have something so special here because you see a lot of programs and books and advice on productivity and go, and, you know, be the best you and all that. And I the energy is kind of awesome sometimes with that. Then you see the whole other side of mindfulness and meditation and yoga. And, you know, a lot of us, especially women over 40, beating ourselves up that we're not mm-hmm. taking an hour and a half to meditate on a random Monday. But you see the benefits of both worlds and you're incorporating both into your life and sharing that with other people. Do you feel like it was an easy kind of combination of the two worlds to pull together?
I do, because it became second nature to me. However, beginning my practice way back in 1989 when I went to my first yoga class, it did not come easily. And that's another point that I love to share with this book, is that if I can do this, anybody can do it. And I like to say that breath is meditation at the speed of business today. You're right. Oh. Who's got 90 minutes to like sit still on a Monday? It's not realistic.
Right.
So when I first started yoga, I became known as the girl who left yoga class just before Shavasana.
explain to us laymen here, or laywomen, what that means.
So Shavasana is the very last pose in yoga class. It translates to corpse pose. And you literally...
That's my favorite pose.
Right? Now it's mine. But back then, I would lay on the ground and look up and... It made me anxious and my heart would race. And I just thought, nah. And I would like wave to the teacher, see you tomorrow, namaste. And I like slithered out the door.
Namaste.
I love that.
That's your next t-shirt.
That's my next one. And so one by one, teachers would come up to me and say, you know what? You're missing the most important pose in yoga.
Wow.
And I'm like, Shavasana is the most important pose in yoga. They said it really is. And so out of respect for the teachers and the practice, okay, I'm going to give this a try. And one day, shortly after that, I'm lying down on the floor for Shavasana, and I closed my eyes, and I felt like, okay, I've gone inside, I'm internal now, and I took three deep breaths, and for the first time ever, I slowed down my internal pace, and I felt this wholeness and this like centered, empowered feeling that I had never felt before, ever. And so it made me curious. Later that day, I thought to myself, wow, look what happened in those three deep breaths.
And so you wanted to please them, and yet you found
the biggest gift of my life. I found. Wow. Yes. And then it made me curious, like, what else could I utilize this power of breath for? Because I was an entrepreneur and I was just launching a business around that same time. And so when I was not feeling confident, I would stop and I would take three deep breaths and reframe my mindset and my attitude and feel more empowered and more confident. And I realized, wow, this has really powerful applications in my business life. Taking yoga off the mat is really what yoga is about.
Wow. When I think about yoga, it's going, getting in the car, taking, and they're usually 90-minute classes. Mm-hmm. So now, you know, there's the travel time each to and fro, mm-hmm. and then the 90 minutes. And then I'm already stressed out that I'm not doing the 5,000 other things. So you are giving us permission in this episode right here, 40 Thrive listeners, you're giving us permission to not add another thing to our list in order to incorporate yoga into our lives.
Absolutely.
Tell me more.
Exactly what
Tell
this is
Tell me more, Sandy Abrams.
So the three deep breaths is kind of my go-to easy, like breath 101 for people who otherwise, as you just said, would never make it to a yoga class mm-hmm. or aren't interested in yoga or meditation. So the three deep breaths serves as that entree into like, let me try this breath thing out. And that alone is game changing. The book also includes several other breath techniques and also talks about pairing breath techniques with mindset tools. And when you customize them and utilize them together, it's exponentially as powerful as they each are alone. And there's no right or wrong way. You know, when people think about meditation, they get like analysis paralysis.
Yes.
Like, wait a second, I'm thinking about this. Is this right? Is this wrong?
Yeah.
And they're doing their grocery list. And with breath, there's no right or wrong way. It's really about finding a practice that works for you. So maybe that is just simply closing your eyes or just taking three deep breaths or realizing the power of your breath and mindset. And thinking about a positive word that you want for the day or for the hour, and you change it up. It's very customizable and individualized. And my tools are simple like that. It's like whatever works for you, you can do it.
Right. That's amazing because it is so simple. And so when you talk about taking three deep breaths, is there a certain strategy? Is there a certain way we should be doing this? Or is it just in and out?
It's really that simple. It's just being mindful. And sometimes I say, let's quickly take three deep breaths. And when I say that, I don't mean that the breaths are quick. So that's a great question. So the breaths are done slowly, but still you can take three deep breaths slowly and mindfully within 30 seconds.
Right.
So yeah, it looks or sounds to your listeners like this. And even that is enough scientifically. And in the book, I include these pop-ups called It's Science because I realized that some people do need to know that this is based right. on science, not just this crazy yoga girl telling me to breathe.
Isn't that funny? You're like, okay, it's actually been proven to increase joy and decrease stress and help you be more productive, but like, I need to see the research.
Yes, like, yes.
No, but not me. But like, that's what you hear some people where it's like, it's breath. It's something you do already. There's no quackery True. Here. It's just breath. But yes. So it's funny that you say that. So what is the science?
So the science is even with one deep inhale, you're connecting. And this is just the tip of the iceberg. I have not become a scientist, but I really did enjoy the research. So when you take one deep inhale and you do it through your nose, you're connecting to the part of your brain that regulates your emotions. So it's like all of a sudden you've unlocked the door and now you're in the back end of like the computer and you can reprogram your mindset and your emotions and your thoughts. So with one deep breath, you've connected to the part of your brain that then sort of connects your mind and body back together again. And you can tell your mind, I am calm. I am confident. I am whatever you want to manifest. Mm-hmm. And when you do that with a deep breath, your body will believe you if you believe yourself.
Right.
And you can manifest a feeling even if you're not feeling it. Like, you know, today we're told to, you know, you should really feel grateful or you should be vulnerable. And all of these, this is great advice, but people say like, okay, yeah, I want to feel that, but how do I get there?
Right.
Breath is the connector. Oh. Breath is the bridge. And it's through that inhaling through your nose, connecting to your brain, and making that feeling part of your body. And that's the power of breath.
Because our brain really doesn't know the difference between what's real and what you've told it that it's real.
That's right. That's the science. Yeah. That's and breath transforms energy. One of my favorite quotes that I open the book with is, fear is excitement without breath. Mm. And breath transforms energy. So literally with one breath, you can transform that fear into excitement or frustration into clarity or judgment into empathy. Breath transforms your energy. And it can be done in one deep breath, three deep breaths, or a variety of different breath tools.
That's
in the
amazing.
Book.
And the most important question I could ask is, where the hell were you when I was at the DMV yesterday?
Right?
How did I not have this conversation first? Oh, that's a whole other episode.
Yes.
So you talk about different types of breaths. Can you explain maybe another one or two that you have in the book and why you would use different breaths for different scenarios?
In fact, I think we should develop a poster for the DMV.
Right?
Yes.
That would be amazing.
I am not kidding.
They have a little thing in the DMV that said like something like threatening behavior or something toward our employees will not be tolerated or something. I think it would be better to have the breathing,
I agree. Yeah. You're onto something there. So
maybe we should get them some books.
I think we should.
Right?
Thank you. And we'll do a DMV system.
There
yes.
we go.
So the variety of breath tools are just simple ways that like, so the science behind it, again, there's certain breaths that, for example, when your exhale is longer in length than your inhale, that's a way to downregulate your nervous system and bring on relaxation. So if you're at the DMV and you want to calm yourself, you can inhale to, say, a count of four, like one, two, three, four. And then on your exhale, you exhale for a count of six or eight. So your exhale's longer. Mm. And that's one way to downregulate your nervous system. And you just immediately feel a sense of calm.
Wow.
And then there's other great tools, like one that I use before I write a lot of articles or even my book. I use this one technique called bumblebee breath that's great for clearing out your head. I know you know as well, like if you have 20 tabs open in your head,
oh, yeah,
and you've got so much going
totally.
On in there and you need to clear it out and have that blank canvas, because really our best ideas come to us when our mind is clear. And so I utilize this bumblebee breath for that, so I can tap into my creativity.
What does that one sound like?
It's a simple one. It's you take a long, deep inhale, and then you take your hands, and using your thumbs, you close your ears, and then with your other four fingers, you cover your eyes, and on the exhale, it sounds like this. And so you're making like that buzzing sort of sound, and it echoes in your head. And during that time, I visualize like bumblebees just dissipating all of that noise in your head. And after you do three rounds of bumblebee breath and you open your eyes, it's magical.
Wow. That's so cool. So I do want to give my listeners a quick like, hey, go back and listen to these breaths, but please do it when you're not driving or somewhere unsafe.
Good idea.
you know, I think I'll put that at the top of the episode.
Disclaimer.
Yes, because I think, you know, relaxation is amazing, but maybe not when you're on the 405 freeway.
Thank you for saying that. However, I do have another technique that is great for the 405.
For those Los Angelinos.
Oh my gosh, for road rage. Yes. So
also me yesterday on my way back to the DMV, after they sent me home for another piece of paper. So yes, talk to me about road rage, because I think expletives, you know, driving down the street, screaming in the car by myself is probably not the way to do it. So
if it worked, great.
But, not so much.
But yes. So while you're driving, here's one thing that I absolutely love to do. Laugh out loud. Really? Okay. It sounds crazy,
yeah,
right?
A little bit.
But again, there is science behind it. I went to this yoga event and the yoga teacher made us laugh out loud for 2 minutes in front of each other. There was a group of like 30 of us. It's extremely awkward. And I thought, oh my gosh, this is just so weird. And then I left the event and I was elated for hours.
Are you serious?
It's as if you were at a comedy show and laughing out loud for the entire time. So, and that was just 2 minutes.
Wow.
So at some of my workshops now, I ask people to do it even for 30 seconds. And I've started doing it on the freeway. And it just, again, it's one of those things. You tell your body how to feel by bringing on an energy, mm-hmm. and you will feel happy.
Wow.
And who can see you when you're driving, right? So,
yeah.
Jackie,
I mean, it probably looks better than screaming.
Exactly.
They'll just assume I'm on the phone or something.
Please try it on the way home.
I'm going to text me. All right. I want to give you all a second, just because I know you're listening right now and you're going, just keep it going. Just keep it going, girl. Oh my gosh. How can you not? It's like when somebody says Kegels and you find yourself doing you just suddenly naturally are, you know, whatever.
Totally.
Too much information. So, wow. So there's the freeway and then there's the DMV.
Yes.
The bumblebee one I love. Is that what you called it?
Yes,
the bumblebee?
Bumblebee.
Yeah. And then just the three simple breaths. And you have even more in this book.
Many more. Yeah. There's like, for example, one other one is breath retention exercises, which is holding your breath.
Mm-hmm.
And I utilize that for so many different scenarios. But the main thing is to get outside of your comfort zone. It's a great tool when you practice taking a long, deep inhale and then holding it at the top, not to like pass out, but just to get to your edge where mm-hmm. you're uncomfortable. And then you exhale and you find relief. It's another way of taking that yoga breath off the mat and into your life, because you realize that when you get out of your comfort zone and you feel that discomfort, even briefly, usually there's relief or there's evolution or growth mm. or innovation on the other side of that discomfort. And so everybody's got their own set of like limitations or capacity with lung capacity. And so this is just about what's, you know, taking yourself to your edge.
Right.
So you take a long, deep inhale and then maybe you just hold it for whatever, a count of five. And then maybe next week when you try it again, you increase a little bit. The same way that when you're outside of your comfort zone, you keep pushing yourself further off the mat as well.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I find myself doing that before bed. It mm-hmm. kind of slows things down for me.
Yes.
When I just kind of take a deep breath and hold it for, I don't know where I saw that one where you like take a breath for four, you hold for eight or seven, and you blow
yes.
it out for eight. And
yeah,
the box similar.
Breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's helpful.
It's helpful in whatever way that you do it.
Yeah.
Like you said, you don't know the exact rules. It doesn't matter. It's whatever makes you feel
right.
good before you go to bed, you know, because you want that feeling of like, okay, the day is over.
Yes.
Tomorrow's a new day. And you let go of whatever is irritating you. You'll get to that tomorrow.
Right, right. I know a lot of women are just, you know, buzzing the minute they go to bed and they're thinking. And
yeah.
breath is a huge, it's for me, it really is the only time I meditate.
Right?
Like consistently,
yeah.
is I put on a little meditation, a guided one at night, and try mm-hmm. to fall asleep to that. But let's talk real quick about mindfulness, because you say that not only is it about the breath, but then what are you telling yourself while you're going through this? So can we talk a little bit about the importance of that?
Yeah, I do have some really great quotes in the book about the power of our thoughts. And it really is super simple. And the great thing about it, again, this is a practice. And so every day there are different energies that you want to manifest. Sometimes you do want to focus on calming down. Other days you want to focus on empowerment and uplifting. And so you want to tap into what you need in the moment. And you want to think about it strategically and then embed that thought in your mind and breathe into it. I talk about breath in sort of three ways: to breathe into something, to breathe through something, and to breathe something out. Mm. And so when you're breathing into something, it's like, you know, those little small victories that you have during the day, but then you just move on.
Yes.
Right? It's so much
like
better.
Like finishing at the DMV?
Yes! Like finishing at the DMV. And then
you see a theme here.
I see a theme. And it's like, we need to just take a minute when we feel these little victories and breathe into that. Mm. Or you have three kids.
I
like
do.
Any little precious moment when they say, I mean, you post all the time, like all these incredible things that they say or do. And it's like, I don't even know how you could find the time, but you have to find the time. And like, you know, when Lucy did something, like breathe it in and be like, feel the joy of that moment and just get present and feel the gratitude, because then when she or your other boys are driving you crazy later, you can also close your eyes and breathe into picturing that other moment that was so full of joy.
Right, right.
And tap into that. So again, utilizing the power of your mind to, again, feel those great moments is really important. And then breathing through something is while you're at the DMV, breathing through the challenge of having to, you know, you made an appointment, yet they're still 20 minutes late. Just breathe through those obstacles, whether it's circumstances like that, whether it's a person, or whether it's your own mindset that is self-sabotaging you,
right,
which is what we do a lot. And I'll get to that in a second. But the third way that I think about breath is breathing out what's not serving you. And this ties into this loop of negative dialogue that we all have
right.
at some point. Comes from life experience. Mm-hmm. And so breathing that out, being conscious of it is the first step, sort of building your self-awareness to, oh yeah, I'm saying that negative thing to myself again, and realizing that's holding you back. Your own self, you are responsible frequently for holding yourself back. And so the great news is it's never too late to rewire your brain and swap those negative thoughts for positive. You can literally get rid of those stories. I heard a talk with Dr. David Bach, a Harvard-trained neurologist, a few years ago, and he's very personable and talks like we can understand the science.
Right.
And he said, even if you've had this negative story or dialogue on loop in your head for 30 years, it is not too late to make changes in your neural pathways and hit delete. It can actually go away.
Wow. And it doesn't require hours and hours and hours of therapy or, you know, shock treatment.
Nope. It requires a habit that he says could be like 30 to 45 days. But yes, you could do it in 90 seconds at a time. And you're actually getting the benefits in the moment. And you're also changing your neural pathways for like long-term benefits. So yeah.
Right. It's like working out. You know, you get immediate benefits, but then you get long-term benefits.
Yes. And breath is gymnastics for your mind, mm-hmm. I've heard people say. And that's exactly what it is. And today, working at the pace of technology, we don't get, you know, so our brain is a muscle, just like our abs or our quads. If we go to the gym, we work out our quads and we are sore the next day, we're not doing that same workout because our quads are sore, right?
Right.
But when our brain is sore or overworked, we kind of ignore it because it doesn't feel that way.
Right.
But it manifests itself in ways like brain fog, impatience, frustration. And when we become a little bit more self-aware of the way that manifests, then we need to let our brain rest. We need to nourish it. And we can do that through in the moment again through just closing your eyes, taking a deep breath, and respecting our brain a little bit more, and realizing that our brain is ancient. Technology is really new. Yeah. And they don't work in the same way. Mm. And so we need to learn to nourish our mind as much as we focus on, you know, these days everyone's either vegan or gluten-free or dairy-free or whatever.
Yeah.
There is also a certain, there's a way to breathe that can be integrated into everyone's lifestyle just as easily as you integrate your food preferences.
Right.
And so it's, yeah, you got to think about your brain.
Well, what I love about this is, because you talk about the different food preferences and living in Los Angeles, you've got, you know, a little bit of everything, right? But then you go to Middle America and you don't see a lot of those options and a lot of that. But the breath and the mindfulness is universal.
Yes.
No matter if you're in the city or you live by the beach or you're, you know, in Omaha or, you know, Tennessee in Memphis, like it doesn't matter where you are, because whatever your life looks like may be unique, but the breath and the mindfulness thing is universal.
It really is. It's global. It's universal. And there's no allergens to it.
Right.
It's always accessible. It's free. Mm-hmm. And it's one of those things that it's almost like it's so basic that it gets ignored, because it's just, it is something that we do every day. But if you're not doing it mindfully, and even there is some science in the book about the regular shallow breathing that's become our default mode, it leaves us in a state of chronic stress, low level chronic stress. Yes. Wow. So even just a few, you know, deep breaths is like, and then you realize the difference. You see immediately, oh yeah, there's a big difference between that and the, just the regular default autopilot mode.
Right. But just for a quick second, let's talk about whether you're out speaking. I know you just spoke at Google recently, and Arianna Huffington is talking about you. Everybody's talking about your book right now. Or you're just like at your yoga class or in your own community. I'm sure that you run into other women over 40 like us who could really benefit from what you are teaching. What do you think are some of the most common struggles that we're facing at this phase of our lives that this can really be helpful?
That's a great question. And I think guilt is one of...
You have a guilt breath?
Just the three deep breaths is like so soothing. Mm. And I think that exactly what 40 Thrive people will relate to is that if you're a mom with kids, you feel guilty if you're working, and you feel guilty, you know, just maybe taking time for yourself for that 90-minute yoga class that you talked about.
Right.
And so I think guilt is one of those things that we need to find a way to not feel so much, because, you know, like when your cup is full, you can then better be a better mom, a better entrepreneur, a better wife, a better partner, a better friend, sister, daughter. And so focusing on, like, May, I just spoke yesterday at Google, as you said, as part of their Mental Health Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And so we need to realize that self-care is part of mental health, and it's part of feeling good and being our best selves. Right. And so that's my suggestion for 40 Thrive community, is really like, look at your self-care. Are you doing enough? And if you're not, step it up without the guilt.
Right.
And see how much more you can fit in when you're working from this place of better sleep, more positive energy, no guilt, and knowing that, and you'll see a difference. People will say, oh, you look great, or like, wow, what's going on? You seem so happy and calm. And it's because you're present, you're engaged, you're connecting with people better. Mm. There's all sorts of ripple effects.
So for no other reason, you will look younger and better.
Yes.
You know, that's, I'm going to put that at the top of it, because you know that there are a lot of people out there like, way to bury the lead, you two.
No Botox needed.
There you go.
It is anti-aging. It really is.
Wow. Yeah. 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 So where can my listeners find the book, Breathe to Succeed?
You can find it at a bookstore near you or online, amazon.com. Mm-hmm. And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Sandy Abrams.
Yes, you're out there and you're doing such important work. You know, there are so many people who are like, I like the idea of yoga and all this stuff, but it's too much. It's overwhelming. And the fact that you bring this into our everyday life in such small increments, how could you not do it?
Thank you.
You know, it's, I mean, come on, ladies. How could you not do it?
I love it.
So before we go, because I ask all of my guests this, what does it mean to you to 40 Thrive?
It means to be yourself and enjoy living in your own skin and living in your own head and finding a way to find your best energy more often than not.
I love that. It was like you rehearsed or something. It was
I do listen to the podcast, however.
So you knew the question was coming, but that's what I love about this question, because it's all about our own personal experience and the lessons we've learned.
Yep.
And whenever I talk to somebody, it becomes so clear which lessons that they've learned throughout their life and you know, the wisdom they can impart on others. So
it's so true. And it's a daily practice. I'm not saying it's something you know, and that's what's great about it. It never gets old.
Yeah, I love it. Sandy, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jackie.
Yay, this was so fun.
I love being part of your community. So it was extra special today being on the podcast.
Thank you so much for listening to the 40 Thrive podcast. If you haven't already, subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app. That way you'll get each episode automatically and you could check another thing off your to-do list. And don't forget to share this with a friend. You know the one, she needs to hear this episode. Until next time, take care and keep thriving.
Spring has sprung, and with the change of seasons, sometimes comes an increase in vitality. If you're feeling in the mood for a little more personal time, may I suggest Coconut. Coconut is all about providing clean and natural ingredients when you're enjoying your most intimate moments, with or without a partner. Naturally safe products developed by people who are obsessed with quality. Get 15% off with promo code GRONASS at grownasswoman.guide/coconut. That's 15% off with promo code GRONASS at grownasswoman.guide/coconut.